I'm delighted to see. I'm joined on the line by our athletics correspondent, Patsy McGonigal. Patsy, the Donegal Senior Cross Country Championships took place today. Well, good conditions, hopefully, throughout the whole of today's races. And, well, a number of winners, I do believe.
Oh, yes, indeed. In the Donegal Senior Championships, the 50th Donegal Senior Championship. So, from that point of view, a little bit of history added in. But a good day, as you say, conditions good and excitement good, atmosphere good, and a big crowd. In recent years, the Donegal Senior Championships, which in itself was a really standalone meet, was added to by the Even Age Championships, you know, relays. They have relays, and that adds to the crowd, adds to the atmosphere, and the Finn Valley Centre, and the grounds of the Finn Valley Centre here. It was obviously a great venue once again today. Let me bring you the story. I'm going to talk to Mark Connolly, who was the Finn Valley team leader and manager here, and he'll be pretty happy with himself because his men's and women's team both recorded really, really very impressive victories here today. But let's get to the start of the story, first of all, and the women's. A great race up front early on. Teresa Doherty, Nikita Burke, Claire McGuigan from the Lifferster Band Club. And pace strong, good athletes, and good in behind it for a time. But no doubt in the end, as the tough end of the course, you know, that last 1,500 metres of a 5,000 metre race kicked in big time. Teresa Doherty was a dominant figure. And she won the race, of course. And, you know, it's very, very, very important to say this was her 10th individual Donegal senior victory. Now, that's a serious achievement, serious focus over many, many years. Took a year or so out to have a baby, and back again, better than ever, I suggest. And she was a clear, clear winner from the Nikita Burke of Letterkenny, with Claire McGuigan, Lifferster Band third. Finn Valley, very, very, very clear and easy team winners. That scoring team was Teresa, of course, Natasha Kelly, who's Donegal Novice Cross Country Champion, Leona Mullen, new to the sport, pretty relatively new, and Kay Byrne got up there for that fourth spot once again, and she has some record over the years. So Finn Valley winning the team story. Rosses were second, and great credit to them, and Lifferster Band were third. So Finn Valley have been dominant in the women's end of the cross country scene here in Donegal since over the last 50 years, in fact. So they just continued and carried on with that. The men, well, again, a very, very good 5-6 athletes in that leading group. You know, they took a steady pace. They went at it. The crowd was behind them. The atmosphere was building. And it was all about who was going to be the individual winner. And the individual winner, as it emerged in the end, was Kieran Doherty, winning his first ever Donegal senior title. Husband of Teresa Doherty's. So there's a story for you. A husband and wife. That doesn't happen very often in the world of athletics in any county over the years. So Kieran Doherty winning the Donegal Senior Cross Country individual title for the first time ever, Letterkenny Athletic Club. An impressive winner, I should say, from Patrick Brennan, a former winner, and he led Finn Valley to the team story. Mark McPaul of Finn Valley was third. Finn Valley winning the team easy again, once again. The Rosses, Mulford were second, great credit to them, and Inishowen were third. The Finn Valley scoring team was, of course, Patrick Brennan, there was Matt McPaul, there was Jared Gallagher, there was Shane McNulty, there was John McInhull, and there was Shea Carlin. And it was a really, really enjoyable athletics. And before I get to the underage end of the story here, which was also very exciting and got a great reaction from the crowd, I'm going to talk to Mark. Mark, you've got to be happy with how your team has performed today.
Yes, Patsy, is very, very positive. The teams worked hard. They kept the focus. They knew they had to do. The match was laid out for them, and every one of them delivered. It was a great day for us, yeah.
And, you know, it takes many, many, many months of preparation and, you know, keeping a team together and keeping it together. You know, you were even short down with Michael Carr there today. So you must be positive in terms of, you know, it takes a number of years to build a group, and you have built a good, solid group there now. And what's your thoughts on the groups, indeed, that you have at the moment?
They're very positive. They're very much together. They work hard. They train hard. A good few of these athletes have come through from quite a low level. And they've stuck at it, and they've used the group, and they've used each other, and they came on a long, long way. And today was it showed that what hard work can do.
Yes, and as I say, and you know, a lot of the credit goes down to yourself because you've held them together and you've provided the motivation for them, and you'll be happy with today. Is there any last and final words that you want to say? Because, you know, as you know from your own running career and your current running career, basically, once today's over, life moves on. So where does life move on to from here?
Simple, Patty. They've all got their instructions of their double runs tomorrow. We don't dwell on these things. We target them, we achieve them, and then we move on quickly. And just I'd also like to say that congratulations to Kieran Doherty on his first title. He's a sound lad, he's well respected in our sport, and just congratulations to Kieran. Delighted for him personally that he's won his first Donegal senior title. And I know what it means to him. I was talking to him afterwards, and to his wife Theresa, who's been setting a standard now for 10 years. And what really is, it's up to everybody else now to have a look at those two athletes, look at their attitude, look at what they put into the sport, and then try and do the same themselves.
Indeed. Well, congratulations, Mark, and to a pleasing Sunday afternoon for you, and a beautiful Sunday afternoon it is. And that was Mark Connolly, of course, who's the team manager and is the man who pulled it all together over the last few years. And he's walking away pretty happy today. And the underage story, well, it was exciting. And as I said earlier in the programme, this underage relays add-on in recent years has been a big plus because it brings bigger crowds, it brings more numbers, it brings parents, it brings a whole lot of supporters and stuff that you wouldn't normally have at a senior championships. It began with Finn Valley winning the under 10 girls, then we had an Inishowen winning the under 10 boys, we had the under 12 girls going to Finn Valley and the under 12 boys to Finn Valley, then Cranford got in on it, then being led out by Mia Fletcher and the under 14 girls. Tyrconnell were in the medals and the gold medal positions in the 14 boys, and then Finn Valley completed the day winning the 16 and boys and girls, and what was a really good day. A lot of teams competing, a good competition, exciting. You know, sometimes teams took the lead and they lost the lead, and you know, people got excited and so on. So that's all part of it. And at the end of it all, you know, a great day. Finn Valley team victors, going away out of this very, very happy, winning the men's and the women's, and that individual result for Theresa Doherty. And of course, Theresa Doherty and Kieran Doherty, both of them individual winners, Kieran from Letterkenny, Theresa from Finn Valley. That's rather seriously unique in the annals of the sport here in Donegal, a husband and wife winning the individual titles, and the first ever title for Kieran, but the 10th title for his wife, Theresa.
Look, Patsy, that is a unique one there for today. And, well, the record books, I would say there's not too many record books would have that particular husband and wife team winning. But look, Patsy, a busy day today, no doubt. Looking towards the end of the year, cross-country is going to be to the fore, I would say.
Yes, indeed. And, you know, the next thing, the big thing happening in Donegal is the Remembrance 10K. It's 2 weeks from now. It's always a big, big event with 600 or 700 or 800 people taking part, either walking, jogging or so on. And, you know, the message being pushed out there is just join in and just to remember, walk, run, jog, whatever. And that's on here at Finn Valley in 2 weeks' time. That's the next event. And there's underage athletics next weekend and at Ulster level. But Ulster level underage next weekend, then the Remembrance 10K on the 17th, and then we move on to the national interclubs and counties in Dublin towards Christmas. So, look, there's always something going on every weekend, but I'm walking away from here today really, really, really excited, very, very enthused by what has been a really great athletics occasion as much as an event. It was a really, really good, positive occasion.